Davis is probably lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple, and dear Jackie.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see the stars. I'm joined in studio by regular-sized Kev, Mr. Kevin Suarez. Kev, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
We've got one film for us this week. What's it called?
It's called Pick a Delitter. Oh. It is a documentary about a litter of dogs, so totaling six of them, who face challenges to see which one will become guide dogs.
The goodest of the good boys.
The goodest of the good boys. Now, I love dogs. Do you like dogs,
Sean? Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Great.
Yeah,
this is dog lover. This is definitely a movie for us dog lovers. It's obviously made by people who love dogs as well, for people like us. And it is everything that a documentary should be. It's informative. It lets you know what's going on when they're training guide dogs. Because I've been kind of curious about how the process works.
Yeah, I imagine it's quite a long process when we talk about training guide dogs and the like, because I know they can do all these weird and wonderful things at times, and they have this understanding of the world that the vast majority of dogs obviously don't. So, yeah, that training process seems rather intriguing.
It is, and it's very stringent as well. They have only, as you mentioned, the goodest of the good boys, the dogs that have the temperament to be able to be trained to become guide dogs, and others that do not are then sent to another house to live out the rest of the days with her loving family, which is really cute as well. And I felt that the story itself, focusing on these six dogs, and it's sort of framed in a way like a sort of reality show. So at the beginning, you see all six faces on a white screen, and then you just see, you know, a sort of, I guess, a status update every now and then to see which ones have made it through to the next round or so on, and which dog or dogs would end up being rehomed to a loving family as guide dogs. But yeah, I really enjoyed the film.
Any sort of negative comments? Any drawbacks?
Oh, well, the interesting thing about this is that I really like this movie. It's what you see is what you get. And I genuinely, when I was writing up these notes, I couldn't think up of anything negative to say about these dogs and about this documentary, because it achieved everything that it set out to do. It didn't try and do anything too crazy with the premise. There have been movies with a simple premise that screws up the execution of the movie. This isn't one of these movies. It's great all-round fun.
Fantastic. All right, Kev. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.